Slocum, DeSantis, DeMaio. You've got them all right here on 1340 WJOL.
Our friend Ted Dabrowski from WirePoints.org joins us day after the holiday, for the holiday, since the 4th fell on Sunday. We got to take Monday off. Ted, good morning. Welcome. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. Did you watch some fireworks somewhere?
Good morning, Scott. Same to you. This is the first year I haven't watched fireworks, but I sure heard them, and I saw them from my house. But, yeah, I took the year off.
Yeah, you sure heard them, you and every other person anywhere on this planet. Everyone is taking it upon themselves to have their own little personal show. So whatever on that. So I come back in this morning, and I looked at what we were going to be discussing today. And I kind of chuckled a little bit because last week the headlines, and we were even guilty of it here at WJOL, and I think I even brought it up as well, and it takes you, of course, to look behind the curtain, if you will. So we were, celebrating the fact last week that Illinois got a credit upgrade for the first time in two decades. Moody's upgraded us. I mean, we're still close to the bottom of the barrel, but an upgrade is a rare thing here in the state of Illinois, but you are here to throw water on the flames, are you not?
Well, yeah, think of it this way. Illinois has had the worst credit score in the country, and, we've done nothing to improve our credit score. Our government has done nothing to fix pensions. They've done nothing to lower property taxes. They just raised taxes on corporations. So there's nothing good that they've done recently, but we got this upgrade. And so the question is, was it good news? And the only reason we got it was because we got this federal bailout of some $138 billion in stimulus money that's gone to people, to companies. And it's like a sugar high. We've gotten all this free money. We call it free money, but it's actually, taxpayer money that eventually will have to be paid back. So it's not really a solution to Illinois problems. It's a sugar high. We got bailed out for a little bit, and we shouldn't celebrate it. It's actually quite damaging because we're printing money and borrowing money by the trillions at the federal level. It's going to be hell to pay back at some point.
Yeah, I think the governor even had a press conference last week celebrating the fact that, hey, we're moving in the right direction. We played the soundbite from that press conference right here.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. And if there was a good media person out there, they'd ask the tough questions. Tell me what you did on pensions. Tell me what you did to lower property taxes for people. Tell me what you did to make us more competitive, or better yet, tell us how you're going to stop people from leaving the state even faster, given all the bad decisions that have been made here.
Yeah. So $138 billion in federal funds. Now, that's spread out across businesses and individuals and schools. That is, I'm looking at 138, and when I initially read it, 138 million, but no, that's 138 billion, Ted. I mean, that's almost monopoly money.
That's right. Look, the big discussion has been that the state government was going to get $8 billion, and that was a huge amount. And then they said, well, state plus local, $13 billion. But when you add up all the stimulus checks and the money that's gone to the airlines, like United and Boeing, and you add it all up, it's $138 billion. Now, here's the interesting fact. I think this kind of tells you why Illinois is so much better off today than it was, a year ago. All that money has left the average Illinoian 17, well, it's probably the average American, 17%, no, it's an Illinoian, sorry, 17, the incomes in the first quarter of 2021 were 17% higher than a year before that. So, people are better off today in terms of their money that they have than they were before the pandemic, and that tells you how much money been thrown around.
Yeah, but you're right, it's money from the government that we're not going to get next year or the year after that. This is a one-time infusion, probably, unless Washington, continues to loosen up the purse strings and continue to pay more. Speaking of purse strings, Illinois paid more at the pump this past weekend due to the annual state gas tax increase.
Yeah, it's a small increase. Now they baked in when they doubled the gas tax last year, 2019, when they doubled it, they added there every year we're going to increase that gas by a certain amount. And so automatic increases every year. And what people don't know, and I think why people are frustrated, is that we have all kinds of taxes in Illinois. We actually have two gas taxes at state level. One's a flat one, and then the other one's like a sales tax. So as the price of gas goes up, guess what? So do your taxes. And, if you drive around the country, you realize quickly, especially if you go down south for vacation,
yeah.
paying a dollar a gallon less down there. And it's frustrating because it's so much cheaper to fill up your gas tank, and you just feel ripped off when you're in Illinois filling up the pump.
Well, as a matter of fact, Illinois has the nation's highest prices east of the Rocky Mountains. And we're 25 yeah. cents per gallon higher than the national average. The highest east of the Rockies. I don't know if we can, if we've ever said that before.
I don't know. You know, I looked at that and I looked at the map and, you know, they had different colors of prices. And the west is all red. And then there's one state in the middle of the country, which was red, but none of the rest were red. So we were like, we're kind of like the western state. And our prices are like, you know, Washington and California.
Yeah.
And you know what it reflects? We have the third highest gas taxes in the country. So when you add up all our taxes that we have on the gas, so of your whatever you're paying to the pump, 360 or whatever the number is, you know, 75 cents that if you're in normal parts of Illinois, it's gas taxes. If you're in Chicago, it's almost a dollar. So it's wow. It's unfair. I mean, think about that, a 30% tax or whatever that number would be. It's really high.
And Ted, have you guys taken a deep dive into this yet, or at least looked on the surface of how we're going to fund roads once electric vehicles become more and more common? Because electric vehicles literally get to drive on the road for free right now. What's going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years when those vehicles become more prominent?
That's right. So the question you're asking right now, the state and most parts of the country, is they use gas taxes to use that money to fix their infrastructure, their roads. And of course, the more electric cars you get on, you know, they're not paying gas taxes. They're you know, charging the car. So, you know, at some point, there's going to be a big push to go by miles driven and stuff like that. And so it's going to be a big disruption. And I think it's going to make a lot of people unhappy just because we've been so used to having a gas tax.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But, you know, at some point when the majority of the cars aren't paying gas taxes, then it's going to have to change the model.
It certainly is. By the way, Wisconsin, Kentucky, and Iowa's prices are about 40 cents lower than Illinois. Missouri's prices 55 cents cheaper. Indiana prices are about 25 cents lower than ours are. Ted Dabrowski, wirepoints.org. As always, thank you very much, folks. You can read more about what they do at Wirepoints by going to their website. Again, wirepoints.org. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.